Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
From Hollywood to you.
Thank you for listening to us.
Ryan Seacrest.
Seacrest!
On air with Ryan Seacrest.
I had one of those nights where I thought I was sleeping well, but then I woke up this morning, and usually after I make my coffee, and you know I grind my beans because I like how fresh they taste. Mm-hmm. I can tell the difference. But after I grind my beans and make my first pot of coffee and have my first cup, usually I get like this energy, this kick.
And
for some reason it hasn't happened today. I don't know if like what cycle of like vibe I'm in, but it's like not happening. Hasn't kicked in today. Did you ever have, maybe it's your body just doesn't receive it the same way?
I mean, for me, yeah, because it's like hormones could be different depending on what time of the month it is. All that stuff matters. But also, I'm thinking more like the moon and the stars and like Mercury in retrograde. Like maybe that's affecting you.
Is it in retrograde again?
I don't know. I'm just...
Tanya, is it in retrograde again?
These are all the things.
I hold you responsible, Tanya Rad, for this retrograding all the time. It's like it's nonstop, perpetual retrograde. I don't know, but I get bummed. It's funny. I get bummed when I don't get the coffee buzz that I want.
Maybe
I get,
you didn't make it strong enough.
I make it really strong. Like I bold that and I take a 12 cup pot and make it for four. In other words,
okay.
Yeah, it's really strong. I want to
taste that.
Maybe you're one bean less this morning.
I don't know. Tanya, you'd like to taste my coffee?
Yeah, I would love that.
I would have a heart attack.
Look up Pachamama. That's the coffee bean I use, Pachamama.
Oh, I know. I saw it in your video.
Oh, you follow me?
Yes, I double tap. I comment on all your stuff.
Huh?
She knows you.
What is your code name? I didn't know it's you.
It's just Tanya Rad.
Oh, I don't see you. I don't see you come up.
I know you never see our stuff. We always like tag you and don't do all these things, and we're like, oh, did you see you? I put you in my stories, and you're like, I didn't see it.
I don't need you to put me in my stories or me put you in your stories. I'm right here every day in your
life. Well, you tag your friends.
Wait, can we go? Yeah, tag your friends. Can we go back to the dream I had about you?
Yeah, sure.
I'm scared.
Go ahead.
No, it was good. You were engaged in my dream.
Well, love that Tanya there. Dreams about you being engaged.
And she says that's good.
I've been having a lot of nightmares the last couple nights. I think when you're sick, you get nightmares. I don't know, but it's been like really intense. So your dream that I had about you was the last one I had that was good.
And why did I get engaged?
I don't know why, but you got engaged and Sisney was there and we were out to lunch and people were saying congrats. It was still kind of under wraps, but somebody was like somebody on a boat, a very like old woman on a boat, and it was a small boat. It was like a with the rowers, you know, like a
like
rowboat,
canoe,
okay.
like a canoe. Yeah, yeah. And she was yelling at you, and she was like, "Congrats on the engagement! She's
that was my
beautiful."
Mother.
No, it wasn't your mom. It was someone else, and you were like, "Oh no, it's not her." And then, didn't want to say who it was out loud because it was somebody specific. And I'm not going to blow you up here. I can text you the initials. And.
not real.
This is a dream.
No, I know, but still.
I know who you were dreaming about.
I'll put it in our group chat. But yeah, so the woman thought that you were engaged to one of us because you were having lunch and you were. She was like, "She's beautiful," and you were like, "No, actually, thank you." But
is this projecting that you are ready to be engaged? I think that's what it sounds like to me.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah, I think you just got the guys confused. Yeah,
I don't know, but it was.
This is all about you being receptive to that moment, and the woman. She was, you know, she was out in the boat. She couldn't tell who was who, obviously.
Yeah.
She gets that. Actually, the reason she's like so energetic is she canoes every day at 3 o'clock, you know, right around the wrap of our long lunch.
So she's ripped.
And so, jacked. Mm-hmm. And a lovely woman right out of the valley, but moved to Santa Monica just because she wanted to see air. I'm glad that you have these dreams. It could be the medication you're taking. I don't know. But it, but it says you're ready for something. All right. Good morning, Alyssa. You're on with us. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you. So what's up with your friend?
Okay, so I'm assuming you have a little bit of the background already.
I just know that your friend is an influencer. That's all they've told me.
Okay, so my friend is not an influencer, but they want to be an influencer. And it's gotten to the point that my friend's social media personality, which is very different than their real life personality, has made myself and a lot of our friends not want to be friends with this person anymore.
What is it that's really driving you away?
So when social media influencing started becoming a thing, he just became really obsessed with needing to be in the public eye, just posting weird, like, self quotes all the time, tagging everyone under the sun, and he just stopped like nurturing his actual friendships and just was like attached to his phone all the time. And it's just gotten continually worse to the point everything he does, it needs to be filmed on Instagram. He'll set up his phone like in the background somewhere and just do like a live feed of literally everything for attention. And it's just, it's very bizarre. There's no like real point to anything. It's just like he needs people to see what he's doing instead of spending time with his friends. It's kind of embarrassing. And I feel like I would want someone to tell me, but I don't know how to bring it up. It's gotten to the point where like, if you don't react to his content, he'll forward you what you didn't see and just keep asking you what you think.
Okay,
and
first of all, you're right. It's totally annoying. You need to keep the human connection. Second of all, he's got to slow down on that stuff. I'm holding a ring light right now.
Yeah, why are you holding a ring light?
Because also, you know, there are people around here that all they want to do is capture everything. And all of a sudden, you're doing something and a ring light flies in.
Yeah.
Well, so what? It's their job. But they always want to capture, and they're bringing in a there's a ring light floating through the room.
That's
all of a sudden.
That's a good one. Yeah, I wish I had that ring
Me
light
too.
In here.
Put that over here.
Amazon. Amazon. Mm-hmm. Amazon.
Yeah.
This is a big one. It's a huge ring light. But
that's
my point.
At least a 14-inch.
It's like all of a sudden you're just doing something. You're opening a box, and then it's like, hey, let me get the ring light so we can unbox it.
Alyssa, I don't think that it is a. You don't need to kill the relationship here. I think you just talk to your friend and say, we need to set some boundaries. So like when we hang out, let's just put the phone down. Let's, you know, give me an hour and then
I agree.
Can go on and do whatever they want to do.
And also your friend's going to lose a little interest in this. It just seems like that it's a moment, but that will burn up. But yeah, I think Sisney's advice is right. Just be honest.
Yeah, I don't really know how to approach it. It just seems
yeah,
like
it's awkward.
Kind of just like you did with us.
Yeah, I guess.
Do you just not want to be friends with them anymore? It sounds like you're done.
Might be a better option.
It's just his personality has really changed.
Well, look, people change. Sometimes you have to edit.
D-friend.
Yeah.
D-friend. Bye-bye.
Just keep a distance and then it'll just work out on its own.
All right, Alyssa. Well, good luck on your mission. I get what she's saying.
What a bummer.
There are friends of mine, when we eat... Plates are down. Oh, wait.
Yeah. What?
Wait. Hold on. Let me move the candle here. Oh, move the salt and pepper there.
Yeah.
There's a little, let me put the flour there. I'm like, guys, are you serious? Can we have, oh, no, there's a bottle of olive oil put there in the background, like that, and then the light. No, I didn't get it.
It's so true.
I'm like, what are you doing? A Sears photo shoot?
I went to an influencer event the other day and they brought out the food, right? So I went to go grab it because I was hungry. So I wanted
first
to
First of all, you went to the influencer event. Like, I did. This is not going to be a story where they I'm sure they influenced a lot there.
Well, no, but what I'm saying is I couldn't, they didn't want me to touch the food until everybody was able to like take photos.
But you're and at an influencer event. That's of course what they want to do.
I know, it's appropriate for
you. You know what you're getting into.
I know, yeah. I should have expected it, but I just didn't. I was like, oh, sorry.
But like when I have friends over at my house and we're having lunch, you're like, wait. Hold on, could you move that? Oh, do you... Wait, move the silverware.
I mean, I
out.
Get getting some of the ugly stuff out of the way. Like if there's like a water bottle or something, you know,
but
just
like. You don't
need
to put props into it.
No, but I mean, you know.
But if you're a food influencer, you got to get the shot.
Well, I'm going to defriend them. All right. So 90% of the issues you have with your devices can be solved by rebooting them. Tubbs, you figure out that solution?
Yeah, I just rebooted it.
So am I good? You need... No. Do you need this?
Oh, I do need that.
Yeah. You can't reboot it without the phone in your hand. I mean, see, that's when he's just spinning things over there.
I love how he just tells you stuff. To somehow. Like, be quiet. Yeah. I rebooted
somehow
it.
On my homepage, I erased WhatsApp and I can't get it back into my screen. So I'm having to go into Google and then into Open and then into WhatsApp.
Why don't you just re-download it?
Guys, with your quick solutions, okay?
Yeah, you think Ryan knows how to do that?
You don't know how to go to the App Store?
But I've been on the air. I've been on the air, so I couldn't do all that. I didn't know how to do that. Anyway,
I love that Tubbs just told you he rebooted something. When,
but like, I'm like, you didn't reboot. I'm holding it. I'm holding my phone. Anyway, if you reboot them regularly, your phones, you can avoid issues like smartphones and tablets once a week. Desktops and laptops only when new software is installed. Wi-Fi routers once a month. I don't do any of that.
Never do that. No.
I never do that.
Smartwatches only if you have an issue. So there you have it. Those are things you should put in check. The smartphones and tablets, desktop laptops, Wi-Fi routers, and smartwatches. Today's quote, time comes to those who make it, not those who try to find it.
Kiss FM headlines with Sissany.
Nathalia Bryant, the oldest daughter of Vanessa and the late Kobe Bryant, has asked a judge for a restraining order against a 32-year-old Sun Valley man who is accused of harassing and stalking her since, I guess, she was 17. The restraining order was filed Monday in Los Angeles County Superior Court. A hearing is set for December 14th. Jay Leno was released yesterday from a Los Angeles burn center where he was treated for injuries, suffered from a garage fire. He was there for about 10 days and will still need to receive follow-up care, but for burns to his face, chest, and hands. A free watch party for Mexico's opening game of the 2022 World Cup will be held this morning at Bank of California Stadium. The stadium doors will open at 7:30 this morning with Fox's English language and Telemundo's Spanish language broadcast of the Group C game against Poland. Beginning at 8 a.m., drink and food specials will be available. This is the 8th consecutive World Cup for Mexico and the 17th of all time.
On air with Ryan Seacrest.
All right, let me grab Brian in Riverside. Morning, Brian. How you doing?
Hot there.
I'm good. How are you today, Ryan?
I'm doing fine, thank you. So it says here your ex started reaching out to some of your friends?
Yes.
What do you mean? So you broke up with your ex, and then what?
We haven't talked since then. This was about a couple months ago. And just recently, I found out that she's been having lunch with a few of my girlfriends who are, you know, just actual just friends. And I've just been wondering, you know, what is kind of the reason, because they weren't normally the type to kind of talk and go out like that. So, you know, he's keeping tabs on me, trying to get back together. Like,
I don't know to what extent, but are these friends of yours, friends she normally would, your ex would normally would not hang out with? I mean, what if she has a friendship with them too? This is always the difficult thing with a breakup.
Yeah. Kind of having mutual friends type of thing.
Go ahead.
Well, I wouldn't expect them to kind of go out regularly like that. They were more of just like, oh, when we see each other, we're kind of just warming up to each other. And kind of like mutual friends rather than the ones who would, really interact with each other. So,
yeah, I mean, look, in a breakup, there is a category of mutual shared friends. That just part of it. You kind of just need, you know, if they were friends of yours and friends of hers during and you split up, then you can't expect them to choose sides. I mean, that's difficult.
Mm-hmm.
But if these are friends or women that she's hanging out with that she normally wouldn't even talk to, then clearly she's trying to make an effort to stay connected to your friend group.
Yeah, she's putting out feelers.
You think she's putting out feelers to get back together?
I think so. Sure. You want nothing to do with his friends if you want nothing to do with him.
Right. You're not reaching out and trying to like meet up and have lunch or coffee with one of his girlfriends from his past.
Are you with someone else now, Brian?
No, I'm still single at this moment.
Okay. Well, then let's see. Let's see what happens. Let's see if you know, messages start coming to you. And
how would you feel if she continues to be in your circle? Like if she starts building off of this relationship with these girlfriends and now she's like coming around at parties and dinners and things like that.
It'd be kind of weird, only because if it became kind of a more frequent thing, it would kind of be, you know, it's kind of like, well, what is behind this? I would probably take, if it really got into the point where it was more frequent, I would probably take the liberty of just asking like, hey, what is kind of going on? But
yeah. Well, Brett, we're going to let you go now, but have you moved past her? Have you moved on?
It's still pretty fresh. We're with each other for about 2 years.
This could be a slippery slope.
I haven't really moved past it.
Well, yeah. It's going to be a slippery slope then if she's still hanging out with your tight group. But let's let it play out. Good luck, Brian. Thank you for reaching out. Yeah, you know, there is a shared friends group when you have a breakup, and you can't expect anybody to choose sides when they're good friends of both. You can't.
No. But it just kind of happens naturally.
Ethan is on the line with us. Hey, Ethan, we are going to get into a second date update with you. How are you, bro?
Hey, what's up? I'm pretty good, thanks. How are you guys?
Good, man. Thank you. So I'm curious, you went out with this girl, I think her name is Laura, and you guys, in your mind, you hit it off and now she's not responding?
Yeah, we went out last week. It's been a few days. Felt like the day went great.
And are you worried about her or are you wanting to go out with her? Like, what's in your mind?
Yeah, a little bit. Cause like, I felt like on the date, like, I don't know, we had like a really good time and, we had actually like planned on going back out. And that's like the part that I guess is kind of confusing to me.
You know, it's interesting, Ethan, cause I think we've all been in this situation where someone doesn't respond to a text and then I follow up with another one and then they don't respond to that one and you do one more because you doubt what you said in the middle one.
Oh, yeah.
And now you're one away from looking nuts.
And yeah.
It kind of eats you up. And either they never respond or finally they do and you feel like an idiot for sending too many.
Yeah.
So it's a slippery slope, but you really want us to call her and try and find. Have you gotten to the point where you've sent two or three outgoings with no response?
Yeah, the last text I sent was the upside down smiley face emoji, which I don't know if you guys know what that one is, but I felt like that one was kind of like, hey, I'm still here. Like, what's going on? And yeah, it just was.
I don't know what the difference is between a little desperation and interest, right? It's kind of like sometimes they're very fine line, razor thin.
But it's like, how's she going to react to this?
It's like you want to show detail and thoughtfulness and thinking and listening and interest, but you don't want to look desperate.
Right, exactly.
And we've screwed that up. We've screwed that up. I say we because I wanted to.
Yeah.
Well, fortunately, exactly. She's agreed to come on. She does not know you're with us. So hold on one second. Be very quiet. I'm going to talk to her now, okay?
Okay.
Hold on. Hi, Laura.
Hi.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest. How are you?
I'm doing well. Doing well.
Great. Well, it's nice to meet you. I've got Sissany and Tanya with me here.
Hi. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning.
We're calling about, I think they told you this on hold, we're calling about a guy named Ethan. Does that sound familiar?
Yeah, Ethan sounds familiar. We
did you guys go on a date?
We went out. Yeah. What happened?
And how was that?
I don't know. We had happy hour and apps and talked, and that was it. But I'm done.
All right. I'm just curious. Obviously, we're trying to understand it a little bit. What? Why weren't there sparks, or why no connection? You think?
It's just not for me. I'm really good. I just feel like, yeah, I'm done. That's it.
And have you told him that?
No, I mean, I don't think I he'll figure it out. It's not my job. I think he'll be fine.
Well, see, that's the thing. I mean, I'm actually going to put myself in the situation for a second. It's like, that's the thing on either side. If it were you, or if it were Tanya, if it were me or Tubbs, not hearing and not knowing back gives you this anxiety, this anxious feeling of not knowing, did I do something? Is she okay? All those things. It seems like it's just easier, maybe more considerate, I think, too, to say, hey, man, grateful for the time. But I think I don't like the words it's not going to work out, because I've heard that before and they hurt. So there's got to be a better way to say basically that.
Yeah, but you don't want a ghost, you know? You have to say something.
I don't think you want a ghost, Laura.
It's not my job, though, to do that. And it's also not some type of job interview where I need to follow up with feedback. We've been out once.
Dating,
you know,
karma.
It's like I don't owe
dating
him
karma.
Anything else.
I believe dating in dating karma.
Me too.
Mm-hmm.
He's a nice guy. I'm not interested.
He's on the phone now. So I just heard his voice. I'm going to bring him in. Ethan, he's been listening, Laura, to this. Laura, why don't you take this opportunity to just say it? Just be transparent with him now.
I mean, I've done the whole, I'm not feeling it text with guys, and they all generally try to talk me into it and present their case like there's some sort of lawyer, and it's exhausting. And I just don't want to go through that again. And it's honestly a waste of my time and energy. And I don't know what else to tell you. It's just not for me.
All right. I mean, I guess, like, I know you don't like owe me anything, but you could have at least just like text me back, just like send something, I guess.
Mm-hmm. But you received the message, did you not? You received the message that, okay, she's not texting me back. I should just leave it there. I should move on. It was one happy hour and appetizers of a date, you know?
All right. Well, I guess she's not interested. I thought we had a good time, but I guess whatever.
God. All right. Laura, thank you for agreeing to come on and your honesty. Ethan, good luck to you, bro.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Now, I beat myself up at this moment. Why is she not interested? Like, what, right? I mean, of course, there's a list, but why? And I self-torture and self-loathe and all that. So that opened up a scope.
Like, did that help him, or did that what did it make it worse?
For me, it made everything worse. I mean,
it helped him.
Hopefully, it helps Laura realize that you should just say, I don't know what
well,
the right
that's
words
true.
Are. What are the right words to say, hey, thanks for the apps or whatever they did, but what? Like, I don't know.
I don't
the right
think
words.
This is a match. I don't think we're the right match. Does
you
that
can
mean?
Say, I'm not feeling it. That hurts too.
No, right. You explain. Like, obviously,
I don't
there's
think
something
the
really
timing's.
Going
what about
on?
The timing? I feel like the timing's
ooh,
not right.
That's a good one.
Timing's good, Tanya.
Timing's not right for me right now.
I was just giving it some thought, and the timing's not right.
She should just say whatever was really going on.
That was harsh. Probably want to hear
me.
That.
That's not that. Sorry to hear that. Just Audrey holding on during that song. Audrey, how are you? It's Ryan and everybody. How's it going?
Hey, Ryan. Thanks so much for taking my call. Wow.
Of course.
I'm so excited for you guys to give me some advice.
Well, thank you for listening. How are you doing this morning?
I'm okay. It's a beautiful day, you know?
Yes.
I can't complain.
Well, here to ruin it with our advice, we are. what can we do for you?
Okay, so I've been going out with this guy. It's pretty new. He's gone out like 4 times, I think. So it's been going well. Yeah. But I feel like there's this little red flag. He's divorced, which is fine. I get it.
It's totally fine. I am too. But his ex-wife cuts his hair, and they've only been divorced for like about a year and a half, I think. And I just don't know if I'm comfortable with that. Some of my friends say it's good because guys who have good relationships with their exes are good guys, and it's good that they have like a friendship, which means that like there wasn't anything toxic going on, or he didn't cheat because like she wouldn't be cutting his hair still. But I kind of feel in my gut like it means he's too connected to her.
No.
He might have feelings for her, you know.
I'm going to give you very specific reactions to this because I've never had an ex-wife, but I have had ex-girlfriends, and I like the notion of being friends with anyone that I've dated after I've dated them, and mm-hmm. I appreciate and respect the relationship that we can have after having a relationship together. And when you think about all the things that people teach you in your lives, there's so much admiration to what they can bring into your life. And when you look back, if they've had an impact that's made you better or think differently, then that's such a great thing. So I clearly don't mind. Now, I don't know about the ex-wife part of it. I really like it when people can remain friends with people who have been a part of their lives. Sissany has a different opinion.
Major no for me.
Okay.
I would be feeling all the emotions that you're feeling right now, which is probably a little jealousy, a little confusion. And I don't like it.
Okay.
Here's the thing. I think there's a really good balance between having a friendly relationship and having somebody cut your hair. Like, he can find somebody else to cut his hair.
Exactly.
He can be friendly with her and have a cordial relationship, which I do think is lovely and fine, but he does not need to be having her cut his hair.
That's a good point. That's a good point. So we don't, Sonia's saying she does not mind the fact that there's an amicable breakup and that they have a friendship, which is
correct.
Okay, because when you've had someone close to you for a long time, they become your friend. They become your best friend. And so I think that's fair to say, look, you don't need to cut her out of your life, but maybe she doesn't cut your hair. Audrey, yeah. that's actually finally some good advice from this show. Thank you, Tanya.
Wow.
All right. Well, good luck. Keep us posted, but I don't think it's a red flag. All right. Bye-bye. That's a good happy medium.
Sure.
Sissany has brought up, when it comes to failed dates, did you get ick, like the ick, or was it your own intuition? So what exactly is the ick?
So it's all over TikTok again. A little refresher, it's you're on a first date and you can probably relate the precise moment that your date goes from desirable to repulsive. Like it could just be the slightest thing that they did, or you saw something, or maybe it's their mannerisms, or maybe it was the way they spoke to the waiter or whatever. It's called the ick. And then at that moment, you cannot shake it. You're done. Like there's no coming back from it. There's nothing that they can do to convince you. You're just not attracted.
I think maybe there have been situations where little, like lowercase icks, like a drivel, like drops from the sink, you know, like the faucet dripping icks.
Uh-huh.
And then at the end, you're like, well, all of these drips from the sink don't seem like a good idea. Or just weren't feeling it. Why are you even bringing
this
up?
Like, well, I bring this up because it's all over TikTok again. And they're using will.i.am's 2013 song, Bang Bang. Do you remember this song?
Yes. Hit me back. Can't
leave her. Oh, yeah.
I always need her. She lied, but I believe her.
And why are they using that song?
I have no, who knows why the songs get used for these TikTok videos, but basically right when he starts singing is when they start listing all of the icks that they don't like in men or women, vice versa. It could be anything like his earwax, or he makes a joke and no one laughs, or his family calls him some childish
nickname. Has anyone ever been icked by a voice? Have y'all ever had that time where you're icked by the way someone speaks? Like their voice?
No, not me personally.
Maybe if like I can't understand you, then that might be an ick.
No, not. It's just like there are patterns. I don't know. Like I can't remember.
Like the cadence of how they
maybe,
talk.
Maybe or just like. We used to say Tanaz and we lived together. I think we tried to go out with the same girl, which is like all bad when you're roommates. And we were
Why
both competitive.
Why would you do that?
Because she was interesting to both of us, and we were. we were competitive.
Was it like a competition? It was a competition.
Yes. Okay. It wasn't like a written competition, but every time he was around her, he'd try and charm her. When I was around her, I'd try and charm her. Just really to spoil funny. The plot, neither of us ended up dating her. But when we met her and we were one-on-one with her, it took us a while to realize she kind of trails off. Like, she would speak, but it would trail off. It didn't really finish. And I, at one point,
I know
point,
what
I'm
you're
like,
talking about. Like, I know, yeah.
Yeah, like, and I was like, dude, say, can I ask you a question? I know we're both, like, fine, but, and neither of us are going out with her. But did you notice that, like, sound just trails off? A sentence didn't end with volume. There was no decibel level to the end of a sentence.
I know what you're talking about. It's like, it's going to be a bright and sunny day.
Yeah. And I'm like, what?
You're like, huh?
Where am I going? What? Yeah. Tomorrow I was going to go out and play. We're going to go out to my friend. I get Larry. I'm like, wait, you're a trailer. That's a trailer. So that's trailer's talk.
Was like, that trailer's with her?
Well, it was both of us realizing eureka, but it's like the sentence trails.
That's so weird. Yeah.
Coming up today, it's going to be 75 degrees by tonight.
Yeah, and you're like, what?
Oh, my gosh.
Like, this you had to follow her to hear the end of the sentence.
This one I went on a date with, I went on a date with him, but, like, we were friends, and, like, there was a potentialness, like, we could maybe start dating. But one day he wore shorts, and I saw his legs. And that was it for me. That was the
what was his what legs, what'd you see in his legs?
His legs reminded me of my brother's legs.
Okay, that's an ick.
That was the ick.
That's an
so
ick.
So it could just be the craziest things that just, it's like
I
a
mean,
light switch.
I had the ick by a guy I dated that had an Instagram account for his dog. And now I'm that person.
And now, look, wow, how times have changed.
So
I don't recognize who's in that Zoom box sometimes.
I know, same.
But you
same.
Know, people grow, people change. You change.
Yes.
We all change our minds. We learn. You now have
it's
a dog. You get it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Ben, how are you, man? How you doing, Ben?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Doing well, Ben. So you're calling about a woman at work?
Yeah.
What happened?
So there was I'm a teacher, and there was this teacher that was hired probably a few months ago. And we've become closer friends than any other coworker I've had. And we've been texting and we talk on the phone a lot. And I'm like, I don't know if I should go for this because we work so closely together. And so I just keeping the conversation going. And then I heard her have a conversation with our boss the other day of what she's doing this weekend. And she was like, yeah, I'm hanging out with my boyfriend and we're doing this. And I'm like, wait. We've been talking for months and there's been no conversation of a boyfriend and she's been super flirty with me. And now all of a sudden I find out not through her that there's a guy involved. So do I go for it?
No, she has a boyfriend. What do you want me to say? Well, yeah, go ahead and break
interested.
Up the relationship. Well, clearly she's confused. But
yeah,
you
don't want to be that next guy.
Not only that, Ben, I don't want to put things into perspective, but I'm going to try. Do you really want to be with someone that flirts with you and has a boyfriend? I mean, is that really? You want to live with that anxiety every single Monday night?
Well, I don't have to be in a relationship with her.
Ben.
I'm just saying, look, Ben, obviously you're going to do what you want to do. I'm just saying, if you really want to be around somebody and cultivate a relationship, then you probably don't want to start it off with somebody that's already flirting with you while she's got a significant other. It just seems like the wrong character trait to me.
Mm-hmm.
I just think it's weird that she's never brought up the boyfriend and then...
Well, clearly she didn't want you to know she had a boyfriend, so maybe she does want to hook up with
you. Maybe it's new. Maybe they just established it, became boyfriend, girlfriend. Maybe they were in the gray territory for a while and they just... established it.
Or Ben, maybe she didn't want you to know about her personal life. You do work with her. Maybe she wanted to keep that sacred.
But I think what Ben is asking
is... We've been talking a lot.
I think what Ben is asking is, do I just to continue to hook up with her but not really try to create those relationship type emotions?
Well, the answer is, again, no. Still no. No,
yeah,
no.
Still
I
no.
I mean, I'm still out of no. We've been talking for 2 minutes and 27 seconds, Ben. But I do think that if you just want to hang out with somebody, then find someone to hang out with that doesn't have a significant other. It makes life a lot easier. You'll sleep better, Ben.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're going to get hurt in the end.
Well, I thought I found someone, and then, surprise, boyfriend.
Well, move on.
So
time to move on,
Ben.
Thanks for calling. I like Ben. You know, Ben is trying to figure out the right thing to do, but he calls and he asks for advice, and we give it to him. Like, then he wants to argue with the advice.
Okay, well, can I just still hook up with her?
The answer's still no, Ben. We're going in circles.
Typical. I know that feeling, though. It's like, you know it's wrong. You know it's wrong, but you want to try to trick your brain.
Yeah, well.
Men want what they can't have.
We all want what we can't have. It's not just men.
Look at Tanya just generalizing an entire gender.
Yeah.
Entire gender being generalized there.
That's not totally true.
Ever since she's gotten back with Socrates, she's become the be-all, know-all of all relationships.
You're not the expert.
Right. Get your hand off your hip. Kickball change. All right? We can all kickball change. 800-520-1027. Hello. Good morning. How are you?
Good. Hey, Ryan. How are you?
I'm doing well, Stevie. Thanks for asking. How can we help you?
I just had... I go on this weekend trip, right? With this girl, we've kind of seen each other for about a week or two. And, you know, my whole mindset is that I'm going to have a nice weekend, pay for this hotel. We're going to spend some time together, get close to each other. And I'm going in knowing that she's dealing with some family stuff, some emotional stuff with work. So my, you know, expectations are, well, I'm going to, you know, I'm going to help her. I'm going to be there for her and everything is going to be really copacetic. And she's going to like fall in love with me. When in reality, it was like the complete opposite. So she gets overwhelmed with everything. We end up fighting all weekend. She's dealing with just a bunch of stuff. And instead of us getting closer, we kind of like move apart from each other. And I didn't know if it was like my expectations, you know what I mean, that were wrong, or if it was just like the wrong weekend, because now we're not talking anymore. So we went from like hanging out every day, seeing each other, spending time together, going on this nice little weekend to like absolutely nothing. Now she's like, I need to spend my time and my energy focusing on work, focusing on my family. And I'm sitting here over here like, well, I just spent like $600 for like this hotel and now I don't know what to do. So, yeah. So I don't know. It was just kind of crappy, a little crappy situation and weekend. But, you know, love is hard. So
You fought the whole time then?
No, it was just like, there was like moments, like little spats here and there where I definitely saw little aspects of her personality that came out. Mm. And I attributed it to her being like overwhelmed. I'm very patient. So I was just trying to be there for her and do all these things. And it just became a point of contention. And then there was other aspects of it near the tail end where it was like booking another trip she was like booking a trip with her friends, like in front of me on the phone. Like this trip went so wrong, and I was like, "Whoa, that's kind of messed up too." I don't know, I don't know if it was like my own stuff. Yeah,
but here's the thing, Stevie. I have to think of it this way: maybe all of that happened so you could see her true self, because she sounds to me like these sound like little tiny potential buds of red flags, right? So if you think about maybe this all happened early so you could see the unvarnished side of somebody, because we're often on a bit performance mode. First week and a half. I mean, you're like on your best behavior, but that those candid moments might be very, very telling about who she is once things go a different way or go longer with her. You know, Steve, I might look at it that way.
Yeah, for sure. For me, I just was like, you know, it was hard on myself thinking that it was my fault for setting certain expectations, and when they weren't met, I put the onus on me.
Why don't you do this? If you were me, I would file that really file that, okay, as important information to see if it's consistent with other things that happen along the way. Because let's forgive once and let's file it away, but let's see if there's a theme. Let's see if there's a consistency as you go on.
Correct.
And then I need to
look inside of myself introspectively and figure out if that's something that I need to work on. You mean?
No, I don't think it's about you. I think it's about how she responded to certain things. It bothered
Interesting.
You.
Okay.
I would file that away and see how things go. See her again and see how things go. And if you see any sort of consistent themes in how she's handling certain things that you don't feel are right, then you've got to address it, I think. You agree, sis?
Yeah. Okay. I think she needs to make you more of a priority. And I know that she's got her own stuff going on, whatever. Okay, fine.
Right.
But it just sounded
like
been
a week and a half.
You weren't... But it wouldn't sound like they were away in this weekend, and he wasn't like top priority per se. And then she's starting to book a trip with her friends. So
yeah, that's kinda,
so just like I think we all want to be someone's top priority, and I get especially that sometimes you don't have you can't be, but you just got to look for that as well. Make sure you're getting respect.
Yeah, I definitely felt that. I definitely felt like I wasn't, you know, considering everything I did, that I wasn't like it, you know, a priority at all. So, and I was trying to like understand her situation too with work and family stuff, but
which is good. Yeah. You sound like you're doing handling it pretty well. Stevie, as you said at the beginning, love is tough. All right. So take that advice the best you can. All right? Good luck.
I appreciate it, guys. Thank you all. All right.
See you later.
On Air with Ryan Seacrest.
Caitlin, good morning. How you doing?
Good. Hi, I'm doing good.
Good. So tell me your fiance, what's going on with your fiance?
Yeah. So you guys have heard about like the great resignation thing, right? So like everybody's quitting their job if like they're not being treated fairly or if they're not getting paid enough. Well, my fiance is talking about quitting his job. And like, I know he doesn't make a lot. I make more than him. And he says it's not a big deal, but I know it seems to like bug him sometimes. But, and I also know like his boss is hard on him, but I just think him quitting is kind of dramatic. Like,
A lot of these moves are dramatic, and I think that's the power in them.
Yeah, but like my problem is like with him quitting, like he doesn't have anything else lined up to even go to. And then the problem is it's like we're getting married soon, and I'm concerned because like I said, like we're getting married.
So what will he do if he does resign?
I don't know. That's the thing. Like, that's why I'm concerned.
And he doesn't have a plan to pay the bills?
Not really.
Yeah, that
like,
makes
sense.
He's
like, tough. Oh, I'll just find something.
You need to set some sort of, I don't know, like a goal. You know, like, okay, fine. Like, I want you to be happy. If you're miserable at your job, I don't want you, like, hating life every day. So,
but we also have to be responsible, right?
But yes, but like give him 3 months. You know, like you have to really find a job within 2 months or 3 months because this is our life.
Right. I mean, you can't just go be an influencer. You know, it's like, hey, here I am.
And if he wants to do that and succeeds, then more power to him.
Right, but it doesn't just happen like that. You need a plan, don't you?
Yeah, you do.
Well, I think there's no look. You're getting married. You're going to be together. This is a partnership. Then you need to have an honest conversation about your concern of his next step and what that responsibility looks like, right?
Yeah, like I said, he's talked about this for like the past month, but he's now bringing it up more often. I just keep trying to be like, hey, like, what are you going to do though? And he just doesn't seem to respond to that.
He needs.
He's like, oh, I'll just quit and figure it out.
Hmm. He needs to line something up at least.
Yeah. That's
you want Sisney to call him?
Yeah, I can talk to him.
Sisney will tell him he needs to line something up before he quits.
Line something up. Yeah. Don't they have like job recruiters?
But look, if it makes you this uncomfortable, maybe you need to postpone getting married. You need to see this through.
Okay, relax. You don't have to go that far.
Wow. All right. Well, I'll be over here in the corner with my cold coffee.
Postpone the wedding.
Caitlin.
Yeah, I feel like that might be more drastic.
Well, I wouldn't take this lightly. I think you've got to continue to approach this and look it right in the eye. All right. Good luck and congratulations, I think. I don't understand how, right, if you're going to quit, how are you going to pay your bills?
Yeah.
Like do that because but we're also planners. Like I'm such a planner.
Well, maybe
I'd have to know what's happening.
Savings.
Maybe.
On Air.
On Air with Ryan Seacrest.
Okay, that's it. 102.7 Kiss FM. The morning show portion, I guess this portion of the day of the morning show has concluded. You can check out our podcast if you missed anything today. 102.7 Kiss FM. See you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to On Air with Ryan Seacrest. Make sure to subscribe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.